Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is the latest news, the latest galactic news on BBS Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and I'm the host of ET First Contact Radio with a very special breaking news show every week. And especially this week because we have Stephen Bassett on. And Stephen Bassett is an exopolitical activist and a leading advocate for ending the 65-year government-imposed truth embargo regarding an extraterrestrial presence engaging the human race. He is the executive director of the Paradigm Research Group, which will produce a citizens' hearing on disclosure from April 29th until May the 3rd in the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. And Stephen has spoken to audiences around the world around the implications of formal disclosure of the extraterrestrial presence, and his advocacy work has been extensively covered by national and international media. So I want to welcome you to the show, Stephen.
Yes, it's great to be with you.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you, and I understand you had some problems with your computer. So I hope and pray that this will be solved very soon, because I understand that you are under a lot of stress and a lot of things are going on, because I understand that you are preparing for the citizens' hearing, and this is taking a lot of time for you. But I want to tell you that I support you and that I think you are doing a great job. And I remember meeting you in Hulst in the Netherlands, where you gave a lecture for Nibiru. You remember that in 2010?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and that was a wonderful lecture. And
Thank you.
Now, yes, we're quite close to the citizens' hearing. It will start on Monday. So, how are the preparations going? How do you feel about it? I mean,
look, it's a major, unprecedented event. Nothing like it has been done before. It's extremely large, extremely complicated, with a tremendous amount of technical issues. It's going to be very, very difficult. We're under a lot of stress, a lot of problems. We're having technical difficulties that are turning up from every direction. My computer is a mess. We don't know what's going on, but whatever. Nothing new about that. The fact is that 40 witnesses are being brought in from 10 countries to testify to six former members of Congress regarding the extraterrestrial present issue, the extraterrestrial phenomena issue, not UFOs. UFOs are utterly irrelevant to the modern age. The acronym is ridiculous and anachronistic and should be put away. It's about former members of the Air Force with security clearances working on SAC bases. It's about medical doctors, PhDs, 20 researchers. It's about six members of Congress with 80 years of tenure that are going to bring this issue out again for the umpteenth time in front of the world, in front of the press, and in front of the former members of Congress that bother to watch. And the motto of this hearing is that the Congress won't do its job, the people will. We're going to hold a congressional hearing that Congress hasn't held in 45 years. While witnesses have come forward, videos and photographs have been taken, millions of documents have been released by other countries, sightings have been taking place all over the world, documentaries by the hundreds, books by the thousands. The Congress has done absolutely nothing. So we're going to hold the hearing they should have held, and we're hoping they'll get the picture and start calling in witnesses to testify on this issue before actual committees of Congress. There are hundreds of witnesses prepared to testify at any time. They just need to call them up there and do their job. The other message is going out to the media. The media, which has covered this issue increasingly in the last 10 years, but refuses to investigate the issue. Meaning an astronaut comes forward and says Roswell is an alien craft. They write up an article that says an astronaut said that Roswell is an alien craft. But that's it. They don't go and question the Secretary of Defense, the head of the CIA, former presidents, former chief of staff. They act like, well, we wrote it up. What else are we going to do? If the Washington Post had conducted the Watergate issue the same way, they wouldn't have done any investigation. They would have simply written up what President Clinton was doing on a day-to-day basis. And unless President Nixon had walked into Ben Bradley's office, sat down in front of him, and confessed to all of the abuses of power, nothing would have happened. They had to investigate. That's Watergate, Irangate, Benghazi-gate, Troopergate, Porkbelly-gate, you name it. They go and they investigate really intensely, like if somebody claims to be having an affair with the president. They launch 10,000 media trucks. Well, we have people claiming, people with security clearances, that craft have come down, craft not human engaged, that have turned off our nuclear missiles. We have people that will testify to seeing 30, 50, 60-foot discs flying off the wingtips of their planes, people who served in the Air Force for 20, 30, 40 years. And so we expect the media to pay attention and go into extraterrestrial gate mode and start asking tough questions of the right people. If the media does its job, if the Congress does its job, the truth embargo imposed by the United States government since 1947 will end this year in the summer of 2013, and the American people will learn finally that they're not alone in the universe. There's not only just life out there. That life is flying through our airspace. That's what's going on. And so we're going to spend more money to create the largest advocacy event in this issue in history. We're going to webcast it to the world in two languages. We're going to archive it in four more languages. We're going to film it for a documentary. And we're going to spend $600,000 to make the point to the Congress and the media that this issue is not going away. We're not going away. And they're going to engage it one way or another.
Well, Stephen, I want to congratulate you on organizing this, which has taken a lot of amount of time and effort for you. But I think this happening, this citizens' hearing on disclosure, will have an enormous effect on the world, unprecedented. So I guess that all the people that are working with you, I mean, this is going to really to change the paradigm.
We hope so. We hope it's going to create what we call a critical mass event that will launch a chain reaction in India that will generate substantial changes. But we hope, in order to do that, we will need some cooperation from people. We're webcasting this worldwide, all right? Anybody in the world that can get to a computer can watch the entire 30-hour hearing for $3.80. They can then also watch, which will be archived for 30 minutes, on 30 days, rather. They'll have access to the entire thing. They can watch at their leisure for $3.80. That's not even a happy meal. We're hoping that people will realize the opportunity here. If many, many, many thousands of people around the world were to avail themselves of this webcast, which they can find at citizenhearing.org, then not only would they give power to the event, but they will provide the funding so that we can do more citizen hearings and keep the pressure on until the governments of the world finally acknowledge the fact that they're not the Catholic Church of 1600. They can't pretend the world is flat or the sun goes around the earth. They're going to have to acknowledge the reality of this world to the people they serve. And until they do, there's no reason why any citizen of any country should believe a damn thing they say, which is the case right now. But the average citizens of the first world countries think their governments are nothing but crooks, liars, and scam artists. That's why the approval rating of the media is down to the 20s. The approval rating of Congress is down to 10%, and not a damn thing is happening. Because when you don't believe anybody, you don't trust anybody, why should you do anything? Why should you want to follow their lead? Why should you even care what they do? And so we're at a serious crisis in the 21st century. The governments are collapsing. The people don't care anymore. And the truth has simply gone away all entirely. Now is the time to change that. The biggest truth in the world today is the presence of extraterrestrials. When the Congress finally gets around to investigating it, when the press starts getting around to investigating it, and when the president finally acknowledges it, watch how fast the approval ratings of the Congress, the media, and the president go up. Because the American people have made it clear over and over and over again, they are starving to get the truth from the people that lead them, from the media that's supposed to provide them the news. They are sick of the lies. They're sick of the propaganda. They're sick of the BS, the kabuki theater. They want the truth. And this is an event designed to get the truth on the most important issue in the world today.
I totally agree with you, Stephen. And you know what? This radio station, BBS Radio, my program, ET First Contact Radio, we have very loyal listeners, and they really want to get the truth. They want to know what's going on. So I really hope what you're saying, that the mainstream media will pick this up, and I'm praying for this. And, you know, imagine that they cannot step around it anymore, because this is a hearing. And as I read on the Paradigm Research Group on the Citizens Hearing website, this hasn't happened for 60 years or so. This is a great event of enormous proportions, so they cannot go around it.
It's going to be difficult to avoid 30 hours and 5 days and 40 witnesses. I mean, there have been press conferences in the past that had 10, 15 witnesses, excellent witnesses, you know, giving their case to some press, a few stories in the following weeks, and then they move on to the next bombing or the next sex scandal. It just didn't reach critical mass. Now we're putting something in front of them for 5 days. And not just anywhere. We're not holding this in Memphis or Seattle. We're holding this at the National Press Club, 2 blocks from the White House, where lives the president, who is going to one day have to come in front of the people and acknowledge the extraterrestrial presence, and 14 blocks from the Congress, which hasn't held a hearing on this, for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And let me tell you something else. For every witness that's appearing at the citizen hearing, there's 10 more behind them that could testify tomorrow. Right? So if the Congress wants to hold hearings on this, they can hold them for months, because there's hundreds of witnesses, the majority of which have served in the U.S. military, prepared to go in front of the Congress and testify under oath that they have seen and witnessed things which confirm an extraterrestrial presence. If that isn't a reason to hold a hearing, if that isn't a reason for Congress to get off its ass and start doing its job, I can't imagine what would be a reason.
Well, you know, I have a feeling, that's my feeling, Stephen, but this is going to create really a shockwave. This has to be. Because, you know, not only because it's in the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., but also because the people that are testifying are reliable, scientific people with a scientific background, and you know they cannot walk around it because people with names like Edgar Mitchell, you know, he was on the moon and he has seen things.
He was more than just on the moon. Edgar Mitchell has a PhD in astronautics from MIT. He was selected to serve in the Navy. He was a captain. He was picked for the NASA Corps. He was then picked to go on a space mission. He was then picked to go on a moon mission. He was then given the ultimate accolade of being allowed to egress and go and walk on the moon. He came back in 1997, stated flat out that Roswell was an extraterrestrial crash with alien bodies in it. Why weren't 10,000 media trucks in front of his house the next day? When Monica Lewinsky said she was having an affair with the president, they couldn't get enough media trucks in front of her house. He's been repeating that day after day, not day after day, but year after year since 1997. That's 16 years. He is the national spokesperson, international spokesperson for the Citizen Hearing. He is again saying that. The media have got to decide whether they're going to be nothing more than tabloids wasting our time and their careers, or whether they get back in the news business and the truth business and tell us what is what. So when the government says something is when it isn't, the media gets it and catches them. When the government says something is it when it is, the media is there to prove them wrong. And so when the government says there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq when they aren't, the media nails them. And when the government says there's no extraterrestrials here and there are, the media nails them. The media is not doing its job, which is why we're going to spend $2 trillion in Iraq, kill 500,000 people, because they didn't get the damn news. They didn't get the truth and get it to us. They've turned into scribes and tabloid hacks. It's time to do their job, and we're going to give them 5 days to do their job. And we hope that they will show up. They will be treated with total respect, right? But if you want to earn the trust of the American people, you get the truth about the tough stuff. You go deep into the major issues. You just don't go from one sex scandal to another. And if there is any journalist or editor or publisher out there that can make a case to me that the presence of extraterrestrials is not news or is not worth covering, let him come forward or her come forward and make that case in public so we know exactly where they stand, at least intellectually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must say that, you know, all these things that are happening with the media and what you're doing, they cannot go around it. You know, and if they would go around it, you know, maybe we could sue them or something. Because, you know, this is so important for the world to know, and the truth has to come out. And I want to congratulate you, Stephen, because you're doing an amazing job. You're really a hero.
I appreciate that. Partner, I've got a lot to do. I've got to leave now. We've got a tremendous amount of work to do, so this hearing goes on. Well, thank you. Look, for all of those that are listening and give a damn, we need you to spread the link to citizenhearing.org and let as many people in the Twitter and Facebook world, not just in the U.S., but around the world, know that they can watch the entire hearing through the webcast for 380. They can watch the archives for 380, which will go up probably somewhere around May 15, May 20. Participate, if you could, spread the word so that the media, we don't allow the Congress, the media, to get by on this, that we keep the pressure on, not just through May 3rd, but all the way through the end of the year. We're reminding them over and over and over again, the extraterrestrials aren't going away, the issue isn't going away, the advocacy isn't going away, right? Only their legacy and self-respect is going to go away if they don't start doing their job. Thanks so much. I got to go. We'll do another show hopefully after the hearing.
Sure. And good luck with everything, Stephen. And I pray and meditate on you. And you know, you're doing an awesome job. Very, very much
good
luck.
All the meditation I can get.
Yes. Well, we are supporting you. You have a lot of supporters. So stay well.
Yeah. And I got a lot of people out there that are calling me a complete idiot.
Okay, so Stephen is very busy, I understand, to prepare the citizens' hearing, and it's very understandable. So, in the meantime, we'll play some music, and this is from Edwin Goodall, and it's called Free Spirit, and it's very beautiful. And after, I will speak about some latest galactic news on the show, and we'll have a very nice next half hour of the show. So here is Free Spirit from Edwin Goodall. Sorry for the interruption. First Contact Radio. I'm your host, Martin Horst, and if you want to help me to maintain the show, go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and help me to give a nice donation. It's very welcome. So we had Stephen Best on the show. Stephen is engaged and has a lot of things to do. Go to the citizenshearing.org and you can subscribe to the archives for $3.80. Or see it live also for $3.80. It's going to be an amazing happening. in the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. And we really hope that the media will pick this up, and maybe this will be the trigger for the full disclosure happening, and the President of the United States maybe will get word from this and take action. So that will be wonderful. So ET First Contact Radio is bringing you the latest galactic news, and we have a very interesting guest every week. Last week we had Sheldon Idle, and next week we'll have a lady from the Netherlands who is a witness of UFOs and have seen crafts there in the skies, and has even had contact with beings from the craft. So that will be a very interesting interview as well. And today is a full moon with the eclipse, so I'm just watching the moon now from my window, and I'm hoping to see something from it. Yes, I see it. There is a little part from the moon that's covered by the shadow of the Earth, and that's an amazing event, and hopefully this is going to trigger more events like disclosure. And the latest channeling from Melinda Fong, from Pleiadian Dolphin Infos, blogspot.com, she has posted a message from Melchizedek, and it was very interesting that between the eclipses we can expect many disclosures from different kinds, and the most important of this is, of course, the presence of extraterrestrial beings that are here on this planet. And I'm very hopeful for the future. We are now in 2013, and the things are really building up, and the energies are changing. They are getting more comfortable, in fact. I guess the energies in 2012 were quite difficult. But right now, the love vibration is rising on the planet, and we are getting ready for ascension and full disclosure and first contact. And you cannot imagine how beautiful the future is going to be when the landings will happen and we will meet the space brothers and sisters, but also the brothers and sisters from inner Earth, the Argartians, where Sheldon talked about last week. And if you can go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, you can download his archive, and he's an amazing guy, and he has a lot of very good information. His website is paoweb.com. And I want to ask kindly to my friend Donald to play Calcite from the album from Edwin Goodall. It's called Music for Meditation from Crystals, Crystal Meditation. And Calcite is really beautiful. It's very relaxing and healing as well. So that's why I play it on this station. Because healing music is part of ET First Contact Radio, to lift all the listeners up and to give you a message of love and hope and trust. So Calcite from Medwin Goodall from the album Music for Crystal Healing. Here it comes.
come back and keep your head held high. From ghosts that haunt you when you sleep, or sights to make these angels weep. Welcome back, at least you kept your breath. The future windows open wide, then we won't regret this night. Welcome back.
Hi, this is Medea Benjamin, and I'm on BBS Radio.
Guess where your boyfriend was last night? I bet he wasn't answering his phone. Had you wondering if he'd come home? Well, I think it's time you know. Guess where your boyfriend was last night? He was standing on my front porch. He was ringing up my door. What your boyfriend said last night, that he came around the rim of his honey, and he missed the way we used to kiss, you see, back when I was his. when your boyfriend left last night. I did some checking of my own. Found out he was never alone. He'd been playing me all along. Now don't get it twisted. I'm not the one who missed him. Right on his own. I'm just another victim. This information is long overdue. But I swear it, I didn't know about you. Last night.
Hello, saints. Praise Jesus. Are you at the point in your life that you are ready to earn your doctorate degree? If you have served the Lord for more than 7 years, then you may be qualified to begin our doctoral degree program. Our quality and biblically accredited Doctor of Theology degree program is offered for only $95. That's right, $95. Go to raptureReadySeminary.com. RaptureReadySeminary.com. Again, RaptureReadySeminary.com.